St. John wrote, "Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." This week we are exploring the end of St. John's Gospel, the reason he wrote the book. As we do this, we will discover again the truth of God's grace, love, and mercy as the Father sent his only begotten Son to redeem the world from sin and eternal death. Clearly, John confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah first promised by God to Adam and Eve the day they ate the forbidden fruit. Their sin was passed from father to child throughout all generations. We teach our children how to be polite, not to hurt each other. We have no need to teach our children how to be selfish, rebellious, and mean. Adam's sin inflicts us all, from the moment of conception to the moment of our temporal death. God's plan of salvation was first revealed when he cursed the serpent, saying, "He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." John begins his gospel with the creation, "In the beginning was the Word," and it ends with Thomas's confession of faith, "My Lord and my God." May our Lord open our hearts and minds to the good news that Jesus is the long-promised Messiah who has redeemed us from sin and death. Amen.